For the second weekend in a row after the killing of drummer Lee Rigby in Woolwich, the far right marched against Islam in Britain.
The British National Party, the BNP, had planned to march from a military barracks in Woolwich to a local mosque, but the police have banned that demo under the Public Order Act. Instead, a very small number of BNP demonstrators have gathered here at the designated area outside Parliament. They're supposed to be marching, but anti-fascist demonstrators have them surrounded.
Across the country, the EDL was also marching and being confronted by anti-racist demonstrators.
What we are seeing really is a manifestation of an ingrained form of racism and intolerance on the part of certain white people towards ethnic minorities and people of non-Christian faith. This is what the BNP represents today. This is what the EDL represents, racism in its purest and nakedest form.
About 80 BNP members were overshadowed by the huge police presence and several thousand United Against Fascism, or UAF, demonstrators. Tensions were high as the UAF left their police-designated area to block the BNP. There were several scuffles, leaving at least one BNP member injured. The police spent most of the day trying to push back resistant anti-fascist demonstrators and arrested several dozen. But the majority were peaceful protesters who said they wanted to show their solidarity.
It's very, very wrong what the EDL are doing, which is to create more tension and fear. And the language that's used, in connection to Islam and connection to Muslim people, is just absolutely shameless.
I went round to my local mosque to express solidarity because I knew that was going to be my neighbours are Muslim, so I went across and said, look, solidarity with you. You don't have to apologise. There's nothing to apologise for. It's one individual who did this. The reasons he gave were actually political.
BNP leader Nick Griffin called his a political protest to a political problem. He said it's time to stop believing the lie that Islam is a religion of peace or that foreign policy has nothing to do with it.
Tell them to bring our troops back.
The Woolwich attackers specifically spoke about British military presence in Muslim countries, but the government has absolutely rejected any link. The problem is that denial is becoming a dangerous breeding ground for extremists on both sides. By ignoring the link, radicalisation inside Britain remains unresolved, and far-right parties like the BNP take full advantage by saying what the mainstream politicians refuse to even acknowledge. Nargis Mobaleri, Press TV, London.